Friday morning, time for Beyond the Playbook with Matt Sabuda. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Jay.
All right. The Bills got a little bit of an extended break here after that Thursday night game last week and the letdown against the Jets. All right, it doesn't get any easier with the 6-2 Saints coming to town. What should Bills fans expect?
It definitely does not get any easier. This is a type of game, though, really should excite and scare Bills fans, I guess, all at the same time. It should excite them. It's a great game to see if the Bills merely just had a bad game last week against the Jets, or if this season is more mirage than reality, I guess. And that's where the scary part comes into play. The reason such a big game is that the Saints, who started the season 0-2, have gone on to win 6 straight games. And they haven't done so with just a few lucky breaks. They've won their last 6 by an average margin of more than 2 touchdowns. And the closest they let anyone come in this stretch was an 8-point win. As usual, Saints are being led by future Hall of Fame quarterback Drew Brees, who's currently 5th in the league in yards, 3rd best quarterback rating, and leads an offense that ranks 6th in the league in points scored. So I guess where does the potentially fun part come in? People might be asking. Well, despite last week's brutal performance, the Bills' defense still does rank 4th best in points allowed, and which sets up this kind of intriguing heavyweight matchup. And Bill, I guess history, it's been a little bit on the Bills' side. Drew Brees has never thrown a touchdown pass in Buffalo. Yes, he's only been here twice in his career, but those games weren't kind to him. And while the history's a little more of just a fun stat, this is going to be the biggest test of the Bills' 2017 season to date. New Orleans, they are for real, and we're going to see if the Bills are as well.
So you're calling this, it would have to be an upset if the Bills were to win this. All right, so how does the upset, what is it going to take to get that?
Yeah, it will be an upset, actually, because the Bills are underdogs at home. And as good as Brees is, when you dig a little bit deeper into his stats, they've played only 2 games outdoors this year, and neither in what you, or were played in what you would describe really as challenging football weather. Has the potential to change this week. It's supposed to be low 40s, high 30s at game time. And throughout Brees' career, his quarterback rating goes from about a 103 in a dome to around 91 when you take him outdoors. Still good, but it'll be interesting to see how the high-flying offense in New Orleans is affected when you take them out of a climate-controlled environment. Brings us to the Bills. We'll learn a lot about the Bills' culture and coaching staff this week. They're in desperate need of a rebound game after that Jets debacle. With the extended rest and game planning, they're going to need to devise some schemes that really put pressure on Brees while controlling the line of scrimmage. On offense, when Tyrod Taylor was asked if he was up to the challenge of a shootout with Drew Brees, he said, definitely. Bold pronouncement. Quite frankly, welcome attitude. But the odds are against Taylor matching up to the productivity of Brees. But boy, if he does, it's going to go a long way to show that this year's Bills team is setting a foundation for the future. May or may not involve Taylor, but developing and building a culture of confidence, always one of the building blocks of a successful NFL franchise. And this week, it's not exactly the Bills, like the Bills offense is going up against a juggernaut defense, as New Orleans is 13 overall yards allowed, 18th against the run. However, they are top 10 in points allowed. But if there's a game for LeSean McCoy to just regain that all-pro form and for Tyrod Taylor to take a step forward, could be a great opportunity.
All right. That's one way of looking at things. But let's look at the ramifications of this moving forward for the Bills.
Yeah, let's take the symbolic aspect of beating the one of the league's best teams out of the mix for a moment. This is a game the Bills now need to firmly be in control of their playoff future as they enter a really difficult stretch of the schedule. Win, and they'll be minimally one game ahead of the nearest competition for a wild card spot. Lose, right back in the mix of a tiebreaker for that spot, and the dreaded yet all too familiar designation of in the hunt.
Yeah.
But more than the achievement of a single game win, the symbolism of a win here would go a long way towards changing the perception after that letdown against the Jets. If the Bills do want to turn the corner and really prove that they're creating something different here in terms of a culture, this is the game. And I say that because Buffalo fans, as we all know, we are all too familiar with collapse. The team loses a bad game, lets the losses spiral out of control. Well, this is the type of game that can prove they're headed in a different direction, that they're resilient enough to rise to the occasion when it matters. So with that tough challenge, we're going to see if they have what it takes.
All right, Matt Sabuda, we'll have you back here Monday morning to review the happenings. Thanks very much for going Beyond the Playbook.
You got it.